Aɗo rokkuno mi demgal flakay ko demgal. Aɗo rokkuno mi gandal flar mofti gandal. Aɗo rokkuno mi demgal flar mofti gandal. Aɗo rokkuno mi demgal 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 flakay ko demgal. Aɗo daro mi no watti mi bagal mi salo ha mi yoɗo.
city where the monsters go. Igor and Dracula, surfboard in hand, Frankie played in the sand.
The final essential call is the roost call. It is a deadly call. Use it when you're in your roost or near your roost in the late evening and crows are coming in. The important secret in calling crows is to call continuously and create as much of a riotous bedlam as possible. Do not allow a second's pause in calling at any time or the crows will flare away. After you have shot, resume your calling with only a split second's pause. Two men calling at the same time is always better than one. Here is a crow hunting sequence. We are now well hidden in a blind near a roost. Glenn is calling to a flock of birds 200 yards away, downwind. Keep them up. They're turning. They're turning. Glenn has switched to the recognition call, mixed with the fighting call, and they're coming in fast, calling for a fight. 80 yards off and still coming. Glenn is muting his call. Guns ready. They're 40 yards off, and Glenn is fanning that final teasing call. They're on us. Let them have it. Nice work. Three birds and Glenn is after them with that comeback call. There. They're turning and pitching back. Now the fighting call. Mixed with a little comeback call. Here they are again. Two more down. They're interested but cautious. Both Glenn and us are calling now. Closer. 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 7 out of 9. Not bad. Wait. Watch that pair coming in from east. They have sighted our own decoy. This is it. That last one nearly got away. Here are a few non-essential calls, but nice to know. The fledgling cry will produce during the nesting season. Here is the love call. It occasionally brings response during the mating season. The command call. It is merely the voice of a flock leader getting his flock ready for movement. Like the greeting call, it is not used in crow hunting. The dying crow call is occasionally successful when given to incoming crows. The highball crow call is sometimes advocated for attracting the attention of distant crows. Do not use this call. The warning call with its three sharp notes goes like this. Do not use this call under any circumstances as it will scare away any crow in the vicinity. With a little patience, you will learn to bring them in fighting mad every time, and when you do, good shooting.
Woo! boogie boy, you're late. Have you got the papers the Chinaman gave you?
Here he is, Dad. Is it a surprise?
Yes, Boogie. In the past, this information has been suppressed, but now it can be told. Every man, woman, and mutant on this planet shall know the truth about de-evolution.
Oh, Dad, we're all evolved. Told. Every man, woman, and mutant on this planet shall know the truth about de-evolution. Oh, Dad, we're all evolved.
Evolving up some little tales. I say it's all just then.
We are Devo.
Oh, we're not then.
Devo.
We're pinheads now. We are not whole. We're pinheads all. Just go low. Are we not men?
We are Devo.
Are we not men?
Devo.
Are we not men?
We are Devo.
We'll be right back. ません めんどくさい生き物め
Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Waiting for the last time for my friends to change my mind. Waiting for the last drop seems like a long, long time. Maybe I should go back home. I sit and wait right by the phone, brain off the porcelain throne on my dirty, sticky floor. Some dirty, sticky floor. I hope no one can see me. The tin man says I'm doing fine. That line ain't gonna get me. See that gun right there, it's mine. I painted the face where I burnt the floor. Now the face become my devil's door. Laying in the back room on my dirty, sticky floor.
listen to eclectic dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zeus.
Have no fear, there'll be no pain. All I want is your jugular vein.
Omar the vampire, he made my life a wreck. Omar the vampire, he got a hold of my girl's neck. He stole my woman away from me one night. He didn't even have to kiss her, all it took was just one bite.
Well, she must have felt sorry for that sucker, cause he was real eat up with the uglies. All I know is after some of his acne puncture, she was wanting to get rid of me. Well, I went my way and saw her next day with a bad looking mark on her neck. And I said, hey, honey, did he hurt you last night? She said, no, you fool, he's a real cool goo. His mark is worse than his bite. Get it, folks, his mark is worse than his bite. I'm gonna sing about that sucker.
Omar the vampire, he hung out in the bars and drank Bloody Marys, gave a lot of women scars. He sure was something, yeah, he was a real cool goo. Omar the vampire, he was a neck-sucking fool.
Well, he surprised her one night and brought her a pet bat. It was a weird little furry ugly thing. She didn't like it at first, but it kind of grew on her, and she named the little feller Dean. Dean Bat. Kinda has a ring to it, don't it?
Ring a ding, ring a ding, a ding, ding, ding. Omar the vampire, he made my life a wreck. Omar the vampire, he got a hold of my girl's neck. He stole my woman away from me one night. He didn't even have to kiss her, all it took was just one bite.
I guess that sucker forgot about all them real good parts. He was so crazy about necks. But this old boy, yours truly, knows them all and how to please the opposite sex. Here comes that last chorus.
Omar the vampire, he thrilled her less and less. She got tired of his hickeys on her neck. Yeah, she liked my hickey best. Cause she came running back to me one happy day to stay and said, my neck is numb, I've been so dumb. Let's go all the way, honey, let's go all the way.
Anyhow now, me and my baby are back together again. And when her neck heals up, we're gonna form ourselves a bossa nova bluegrass band. Why, she's even learned to pick the banjo. Listen to her back there now. What do you mean a vamp bite on your knee? I thought he was a neck man. What's that sucker doing down there in my territory?
Well, you see, he had this friend who was a midget.
That's ridiculous. I'm disappointed in you, Hortense. Give me back my banjo.
Shall we never
this again. When the springtime comes, gentle Lenny, when the wild flowers are scattered on the plain. We have roamed and loved mid the bowers, when thy downy cheeks were in their bloom. Now I stand alone mid the flowers, scattered on the plain. Are the hours grow sad when I ponder silent spot where thou art laid, and my heart bows down when I wander by the streams and the meadows where we stream? Shall we never scattered on the plain.
Thank you. We'll be right back. I'm not allowed to be the same color.